Lays in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, you know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and you got to resign, you do what you can to do it, and then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Right, pushes, and he gets touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Happy Football Friday to you, and made even better by the fact that it is a Motown Friday. That means we will be playing rejoin music from Motown throughout this show. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, will be doing that and making it just a little better by doing that throughout the show. And we've got a great one lined up for you. Hanford Dixon, the top dog himself, will join us for his regular visit. We're going to talk about Browns rookies. Still a lot of discussion lingering from the rookie minicamp of last weekend and now into the offseason workouts, the rookies participating now with the veterans, and then the OTAs, which will be starting next week. So the two parties getting together, the new Browns and the current Browns, the veteran Browns, or incumbent Browns, whatever, starting to interact and train together, and that's going to be interesting. And there's going to be a lot of material from that we will have on next week's programs as well. But a lot to talk about with Hanford with regard to the newcomers, and we'll get into different topics that we, again, it just seems like every day there's a new angle to address. Also, congratulations to two former Browns, and we're going to share their honors, I guess, on this show. One being John Wooten, the other being Ty Detmer. Both men were selected to the College Football Hall of Fame earlier this week. So we have a chance to visit with both of them. They both live in Texas, coincidentally enough, different parts of Texas, but they're in Texas. John Wooten in Arlington and Ty Detmer in Austin. Ty is coaching high school football down in Austin. So we'll get their reactions to being selected to the College Football Hall of Fame. Wooten was a former Colorado player 55 years ago at Colorado, and you know about Ty Detmer's Heisman Trophy career, trophy winning career at Brigham Young. So we'll talk with both of those guys. And again, it was a cup of coffee. He was here briefly to be kind of the mentor to Tim Couch, kind of was a part of a lengthy NFL career, but he did spend part of it with the Browns. So we'll hear from both of those guys. We will also we'll answer your questions when we get into the show, and we'll do it in this segment as well, the ones that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. But had some fun today. Got to spend part of this day out in Youngstown. And it was great because there was a Football Friday luncheon at the Maronite Center in Youngstown. Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the Browns, was the featured speaker. And we had, John Greco was on this show yesterday, offensive lineman for the Browns and Youngstown native. He was part of the luncheon as well. He addressed a crowd of about 300 folks that were there. Lots really enjoyed meeting the fans, the very passionate Browns fans in Youngstown. And Pat Shurmur did a great job. He spoke to this group really from the heart. I mean, it was, you know, coaches, anybody, you get up in front of these, and they do a lot of these speeches, and then you start to think, well, it's like a formulaic thing. You know, you follow a script, and it's a little stiff. And this, not at all. Pat Shurmur was very much, you could see, enjoying himself, but I love the points he made, and these were kind of the highlights. These were the quotes that I took away that he told the crowd. He said, "I believe in our system. I believe in our process. I believe in our players. and I love this part. I believe in Cleveland, and I believe in the fans. This was from Pat Shurmur. And then he continued to say, I want to win quicker than all of you. There's no question about it, because that's what makes the air breathe better, the water taste better. There is nothing like winning, and we understand that as guys who are players and coaches. I love that. The air breathes better, the water tastes better. And there's no doubt that that doesn't just apply to the head coach of the Browns or the assistant coaches or the players or the team president, the general manager, the owner, or those of us throughout that building, but the fans. I mean, especially the fans. Everybody is going to feel better with a winning Browns football team. And, I thought the coach laid it out very much from the heart to this group, to the 300 or so in attendance. And John Greco did a very nice job as well in talking with his hometown folks as well. So it was just a lot of fun to be there. We appreciate the invite and love being part of that market. Really something, reaching out to it is something as aggressively as this club is doing. And Akron, I know last week, these are really key areas, and we want to make sure we're connected to them as an organization. It's great stuff. Great stuff. Your questions, which you submit via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, and voicemail, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, locally 440-824-6134. You want to dial us up and submit those voicemail questions. We love to put those on the air, and you can hear yourself as well, or you can have me read the questions that you submit, again, via social media. Andrew from Facebook, is it just me, or does Brandon Whedon just look the part of a franchise quarterback? I can't wait for the season to start. Looks the part. Yeah, I think he looks the part, and I think he looked the part even more. And it was fun to hear some of this discussion today from Coach Shurmur and John Greco as well about, you know, just what these guys mean arriving to town, these rookies, part of this draft class, what they will mean or can mean to this football team. But in the case of Whedon, yeah, when he stands there in a suit jacket and tie, or when he's wearing his uniform as he did in his orange helmet as he did last weekend, and throws the football, I see someone who certainly could look the part. Now you got to actually carry out and play the part and execute the part. Sue says, I have not been this excited in a long, I don't know how many G's are here, but many of them, time for the Browns season to start. And that ties in again to this sense. I felt a sense of optimism in Youngstown today too among the fans. I really thought they were engaged. And if that was that sampling of enthusiasm, and the few folks I spoke with, about five or six people just waiting before the luncheon started, at the Maronite Center there, and just heard that kind of feedback of can't wait for it, really want to get it going. Steven, to hell with all the haters. Time to beat up on the ever-aging Steelers. Pittsburgh won't win the division and won't make the playoffs. Two easy wins for the up-and-coming Browns. Wow, that is optimism, Steven. By the way, the thing about Youngstown, it is you're in that borderline area. You heard John Greco, if you listen to last night's show, talk about in his own family the rooting interests that are divided among Browns and Steeler fans, understandably, because of the geographic location there of Youngstown being as close, you know, being kind of the halfway point. And and he was saying that as a growing up, you politically, you played it kind of down the middle. You did, is the way he put it. Now, of course, he says his family's all aboard and friends all aboard with him being a Cleveland Brown. But back then, it was a little different. And of course, he was with the St. Louis Rams for a while before he ended up here, ended up with the Browns. All right, we are just getting this thing going on a Motown Friday edition. You're going to hear from Hanford Dixon, the top dog, will be joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily. It is driven by Liberty Ford. It is brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Liberty. Liberty's Memorial Day event is here with great deals on Ford's fuel-efficient lineup. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from, but the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for as low as $199 a month. Hurry, these offers won't last long.
Liberty's been stolen. Mayo Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Fight Nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out The Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
Is this the year you start checking off your goals? Like building your savings? Building your education? Or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to help you achieve your goals. So whatever it is you'd like to do, we're ready to help you do it. This is your year. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
The Chrysler Town and Country event is happening right now at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. The Roadman Kenny Rhoda here, and the new 2012 Town and Country Touring can be yours right now for only $26,230 or lease one for just $249 a month. But you have to hurry. They only have 12 left on the lot at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. If a Chrysler 200 is the one you want, then come get a new 2012. That's right, buy a Chrysler 200 right now for $25,340 or lease it with no money down for just $289 a month. I've driven the Chrysler 200. It rocks. Or how about a 2012 Jeep Patriot Latitude? Buy it for just $22,735. Maybe you want to lease it instead. No problem. It's just $279 a month with no money down. These great deals won't last long at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. So what are you waiting for? Get on out to 123 Broadway Avenue in Bedford and get one before they're gone. Save big. Save now. Call 440-232-2121 for more details and tell them the Roadman sent you to Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge.
Lake Erie Harley-Davidson is proud to present our 18th annual Ride-In Breakfast this Saturday, May 19th. Come to Lake Erie Harley-Davidson and enjoy our pancake breakfast starting at 9 a.m. There will be live music featuring Ted Reiser and friends and a large selection of new and used Harley-Davidson motorcycles. Check out our new summer fashions, which are arriving daily. Lake Erie Harley-Davidson is proud to have been awarded Harley-Davidson's Bar and Shield Award. It's our Ride-In Pancake Breakfast this Saturday at Lake Erie Harley-Davidson, located at I-90 and 611 in Avon.
Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. That means you hear Motown rejoin music throughout this show. That's right. And a football Friday, a great Friday, just to be alive. And always great when we get a chance to hook up with the top dog. This segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Really happy to have with us now, regular on this program, Hanford Dixon. Hanford, how you doing?
Partner, I am fine. How are you?
Doing great. Great to have you, of course, as always, to talk about this football team. And we still have a lot to talk about, I think, from this past weekend with the rookie minicamp. And one place I want to start, because there's been so much discussion throughout this offseason about the Browns' situation at wide receiver, and in particular, whether there is anyone or enough talent there to help make this offense more explosive or put, you know, have ability to score more points. And as you look at it now, after, especially after this mini camp, where you had Travis Benjamin make his first appearance, the fourth round pick in a Browns uniform, where you had Josh Cooper, the undrafted free agent from Oklahoma State, performing out there, where you had another undrafted rookie by the name of Burt Reed out on the field, and Jermaine Saffold, another undrafted rookie, Reed from Florida State, Saffold from Missouri State. It just was interesting to me that when you add these to the guys who are already here, Hanford, there's a lot of bodies at the receiver. I mean, when training camp comes around, this would be one of the more crowded spots, actually, on the team. I don't know what you have when it's all said and done, but maybe there is an answer or answers to be found in this big group.
Well, I agree, Vic, and there's no question about it. You know, it was interesting when I was out there and I was just watching practice, and obviously I took a really interest in the group that we're talking about the wide receivers, because, you know, it is such an important a vital part of our football team, and a part that we really want to try to get some mileage and improve this year. And I think we will be. And I think it all is going to start with this kid Travis. I keep looking at his braids, and I just start laughing because you know, I think the days of my hair being that long are long gone. But I remember I was talking to someone in training camp, and what I said to him was that, you know, a kid like Travis Benjamin is such a threat. A lot of people don't know, because what he does is he makes a defensive back really have to pay attention to him 24/7 on the football field. You know, I think you and I, in our conversation, I told you how, you know, Frank and I, the big receivers, I mean, we preferred those guys because, for one thing, they couldn't run away from us, and they were much easier to jam at the line of scrimmage. But you had guys like Webster Slaughter and Brian Brennan, and you remember Gerald McNeil. He's been compared to Gerald a lot. But those type of guys, I mean, they're so fluid, they're so elusive. They can get away from you, and they can be a deep threat. Now, some of the other guys, Vic, I tell you what, I am also really impressed, and you hit him talking about this kid Cooper from Oklahoma State. I think he's only what, about 5'10", 5'11", or something like that.
Yeah, not 5'10" and like 190.
Yeah, but you know what, the kid, every single ball that comes his way, he is catching. I mean, he is, you know, we have the phrase from wide receiver, we used to say, a guy that can catch a BB in the dark. He is one of those guys, just a very, very impressive young man. And then, you know, he's also from Oklahoma State, so that's a good thing. And I think he's got a legitimate shot to make this football team. And obviously, we want some of our guys that is already on this football team to step up the wide receiver position. And because, you know, we got Joshua Cribbs, and he's out there trying to play it a little bit.
Right.
But I just like to see Josh really concentrate just on the special teams. And obviously he can come in and make a play for us here and there. But I think this new group that we have coming in is definitely going to strengthen this wide receiver core.
Yeah, and when you add to that mix names like Carlton Mitchell, who was hurt in last year's camp, so you never really saw. This was the sixth-round pick from, 2010. So you want to see what he can bring. There's a guy named Rod Windsor, who was active for the final two regular season games of 2011. He was a practice squad guy last year. Owen Spencer, another undrafted guy. So it gets interesting when, and you mentioned Jordan Norwood, absolutely, a player who was also ended up being hurt last year, but you know, runs those really good routes and had 21 passes over an eight game period when he was playing for this team in 2011 as well. So I'd say that, to me, you could, if Brandon Whedon, if the quarterbacking is better, if the infusion of the knowledge that that the offense gets with Brad Childress's presence and having, you know, having people like Nolan Cromwell mixed in with Pat Shurmur, who's a year older and wiser as a head coach, if the offense is better schematically and especially again with the guy throwing the rock, maybe the receiving game, which I know people fret about, maybe it's going to get better just on the emergence of some of these people tied in with all of the rest of it.
Well, and then you talk about some of the guys you just mentioned. This kid Rod Winter, who's got excellent size. I mean, you know, he's a big kid, about 6'2", 6'3", from Western New Mexico, who is just an outstanding receiver. But, you know, we also have some good guys on this football team. You know, our receivers had a bad rap last year. Sure, they dropped a lot of passes that they should have caught. But and those guys realized that. And, you know, I look for these guys to also step up. And again, it all starts at the top. And you just mentioned the name, Wheaton, the quarterback.
Yep. Yep. No, no question. It's got to start there. Hanford Dixon joining us, as he always does, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You brought up Whedon, and we mentioned Josh Cooper. And I wonder, I think there's something to be said for some strategy behind bringing in people, not just for this reason. They've got to be able to play and have talent, and that's first and foremost. But Josh Cooper, as impressive as he looked over those few days, but he's got that added benefit of being Whedon's former teammate at Oklahoma State, the chemistry they had there. And then in Trent Richardson's case, the Browns draft Brad Smellie, the seventh rounder from Alabama as well, the fullback to Trent Richardson's running back position in college. And you just wonder how much it helps to have those two players supporting those two first rounders.
Well, I could tell you this, Vic. I think it was a brilliant move on the part of Holmgren and company over there, you know, because those two guys, I mean, not only did we get two guys for our first two top draft picks, guys that could play, but guys that they are familiar with, guys that they feel comfortable with, guys that they can get to know the city with, guys that they could study with to make this transition from college to pro. And I just think it was an excellent move, and it means so much to a guy like Trent Richardson and also a guy like Brandon Whedon. And I just like I said, it's okay to bring, you know, because during training camps, you know, you have to have a lot of bodies, a lot of players that really don't have a chance to make this football team. But the two guys you mentioned, talking about Smell and also talking about Cooper, these two guys have a legitimate opportunity, a chance to make this football team, to contribute to this football team. And then what's even more important, the quarterback and our running back, talking about Richardson and Wheaton, know these guys and they feel comfortable. And I never had that opportunity when I came into the league, anyone from the University of Southern Mississippi. But what I did have when I came in, I had guys like Ozzie Newsome, who I knew from, Ozzie being from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, me from Mobile, Alabama. So, you know, I did know some guys, but still, it would also meant a lot to me if I'd have had someone like from the university here with me.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think having that extra level of comfort zone, or whatever you want to call it, and you know, we always talk about Whedon's maturity because of age and all that good stuff, but in truth, I think it's very helpful, even to a guy with that much experience, to know that he's got this buddy system that I think he can go through this with. And they've already paired up and have been seen around the building together. And speaking of the building and the atmosphere, too, Hanford, I know you saw it when you were here for minicamp. There is definitely a kind of a pep in everyone's step. I mean, I think a really good feeling from what this overall group of draft picks are bringing to this football team.
Oh, you could see it. I mean, there's no question you could see it. I mean, you could see it all the way from the top, talking about Mike Holmgren and Heckert and obviously Randy and all the way down to everybody, including me. I mean, I've even got a little pep in my step.
Yeah, I noticed
excited.
That.
And you know, and then I laugh, but I keep telling everybody, I said, all right, you guys, I know I'm always excited at this time of the year, but there's something different, Vic. There is something different with this football team, and you're right, there's an excitement that we just can't hide. I mean, we can't hide because we are looking for big things from this football team. Now, are we going to go out and make the playoffs? You know, I think it's possible. I don't know. Everyone, we all want and hope that we do, but we know that this football team is going to be different this year.
No question. Hanford, great stuff as always, and we will talk to you again next week, my friend.
You got it, partner.
He is Hanford Dixon, the one and only Top Dog, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Liberty's Memorial Day event is here with great deals on Ford's fuel-efficient lineup. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from, but the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Liberty has over 400 Escapes available. Lease one for as low as $179 a month.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love of rings and all kinds of other tempting things. Take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cop, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, too quick to take a move.
Hi, I'm Evan Moore. I made my way onto the Cleveland Browns by keeping my head in the game and blocking out all other distractions. I do the same thing when I'm driving my car. That means putting the phone down, keeping my eyes on the road, and buckling up. Every trip, every time. So whether you're just driving around town or to the stadium, never let distracted driving take you out of the game. This message provided by the Ohio Department of Public Safety.
Liberty's Memorial Day event is here with great deals on Ford's fuel-efficient lineup. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from, but the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Liberty has over 600 Fusions and Focuses available. Take your pick and lease one for as low as $169 a month.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion,
Zone. Summer's coming, so make sure your battery can handle the heat. Get it tested for free today at AutoZone before you get stranded. And if yours needs replacing, go with a proven tough Duralast battery, only at AutoZone. They're built with patented technologies to deliver the most power during startup in even the most extreme conditions. As temperatures go up, keep your battery going strong with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Bill, I have a meeting and need a whiteboard, speakers, a webcam, laptop with email, phone system, and extra microphones.
Oh, that's already all in the conference room.
Oh, no, it's not.
Sure it is. The new 55-inch multi-touch flat screen is an in-focus Mondo pad, and it's the only device you need. It's like a giant tablet with a digital whiteboard, HD video phone system, and much more. All integrated with a Windows 7 PC.
Wow, I need a Mondo pad in our other office, too.
Be a hero. Find out more about the Mondo pad by visiting our website at InFocusCleveland.com.
The numbers don't lie, and neither does Consumer Reports. The 2012 Consumer Reports Automotive Best Buy is here now at Cleveland's best place to buy, Mentor Kia. Check out this number. The 2012 Optima Hybrid. Fuel efficient, economical, the car you've been waiting for. 40 MPG, 4-0. Lease one today for as low as $199 a month plus tax. $199. And that ain't all. Mentor Kia has sign and drive zero down leases. Zero down. How about up to $8,000? Minimum for your trade. $8,000 plus $99 a month to lease the 2012 Kia Rio or Soul. $99. A mighty small number to get big mileage numbers. 35 MPG. Even the 2012 Kia Sorento SUV gets the top fuel economy in its class at 33 MPG. And every Kia is backed by the biggest numbers of all. The 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. That's why a growing number of people choose the number one. Mentor Kia. 9090 Mentor Avenue and Mentor Kia.com.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back to our social media outlets, the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we go back to your questions, and many of you, I tell you what, this has been as busy a time in terms of social media land, in terms of interaction, as any since this show went on the air last July. And I'm sure the draft has a lot to do with it, because it's just created a lot of conversation the off season. But it's just been very noteworthy and great, because it just lends so much to the show, which is why we want to give as much time and attention to it as possible. Like this from Darius via Facebook. If this team stays healthy, despite losing Phil Taylor to injury, the Browns will be a better team than people expect. The days of Pittsburgh and Baltimore dominating the AFC North will be over. Go Browns. Well, this is similar to a theme that we heard earlier in the show regarding what might happen or not happen. I think it was Steven who said this regarding the Steelers-Ravens. There is that sense, and you know, until you see it, I'm not counting on anything with regard to Steelers-Ravens being weaker by age or weakened by age. They're still two very talented football teams and two extraordinarily challenging opponents that you have to overcome. But, again, I love the optimism. And I do think the Taylor injury is survivable. I do think, and it's not just because of the blind faith of saying, you know that John Hughes coming in from Cincinnati is going to do the job as a draft pick. You know that Billy Winn coming in as a draft pick is going to do the job. That it isn't just that, and it isn't that, actually. It's a combination of that plus some other things defensively, other people stepping up their game. They're a part of it, and they have to be an important part of it. As a duo, I think as a tandem, probably not any one over the other, but there is great faith that they can respond. Brittany via Facebook: everyone says Colt is on the outs. Is that true? Now this is interesting. Brittany and others who I know bring this topic up. Pat Shurmur today was asked about Colt McCoy's future today at the in Youngstown at the Maronite Center, where it was a Browns day, and he was the featured speaker, and then John Greco was also speaking there. I mentioned this at the top of the show. He called it not a quarterback controversy, but a quarterback conversation. Now, is that semantics? Is that just taking the obvious, which is that any time you have more than one quarterback to talk about, especially with the arrival and primarily and maybe only because of the arrival of Brandon Whedon, that you have a full-fledged controversy. But he called it a conversation. He deftly avoided the question of Colt's future or tried to making any declarations. He more or less said, let's see how things play out. And I think that seems to be the clear mentality of the organization. And why not? There is no rush to do anything, you know, that you have to do anything in the here and now regarding the quarterback spot. McCoy is here. You're going to hear from Colt McCoy, I believe, next week. He's going to talk with the media and really address for the first time in any detail what his thoughts are about Brandon Whedon's presence. You'll hear it on this show as well. Hear from him, and that's great, and give us a sense of what's in his mind. I mean, generally, knowing Colt, you know him to be this hardworking, determined, driven guy, and whatever it means, if it means fighting for the chance to stay, to remain the Brown starter, or fighting to go elsewhere, or, you know, fighting to show, I should say, that he's viable elsewhere, I would say that's it's in his best interest, while he has every opportunity or any opportunity to go out in the field and do anything, practice field, whatnot, to perform at the highest level as if he's defending his turf, which is what I first of all expect. But a second part of that is the idea that if the reality is that it's Whedon's job, And it's only a matter of time before he's elsewhere. Again, you're creating your resume. You're creating your post Browns resume with everything you do as a Brown, if that's how this plays out. But I think that it's something that we'll all be on the lookout for. He's going to be asked about it next week, and that's fine. And I think he'll also, knowing Colt McCoy, face it head on, face it directly. I expect nothing less from him. And throughout this, and you know, when we get into the latter part of the show, you're going to see. I mean, people have continued to have. I told you about all the reaction we're getting via social media, via Facebook, Twitter. The topic of this quarterback situation, I think, is just heating up, and I think it's going to continue as long as Colt McCoy is a part of this football team. It'll be a hot topic. All right, coming up, we are going to talk with a couple of former Browns, one who had a lengthy career with the Browns, one who had a brief one, but what they have in common, these two men, is that they've been elected to the College Football Hall of Fame. You're going to hear from them, John Wooten and Ty Detmer, coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR. Mm-hmm.
Liberty's Memorial Day event is here with great deals on Ford's fuel-efficient lineup. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from, but the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for as low as $199 a month. Hurry, these offers won't last long.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Bike nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out the Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Get to the queue for Cleveland Gladiators football. Saturday, May 19th is Country Music Night when the Gladiators face the Tampa Bay Storm. Kickoff is 7:30. After the game, all fans are invited to the field for autographs and the chance to kick a field goal. Gladiators tickets are on sale now. Great seats start at just $13. Get yours at the Quicken Loans Arena box office, any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart by calling 216-420-2222 or visit ClevelandGladiators.com.
The Chrysler Town and Country event is happening right now at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. The roadman Kenny Rhoda here, and the new 2012 Town and Country Touring can be yours right now for only $26,230 or lease one for just $249 a month. But you have to hurry. They only have 12 left on the lot at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. If a Chrysler 200 is the one you want, then come get a new 2012. That's right, buy a Chrysler 200 right now for $25,340 or lease it with no money down for just $289 a month. I've driven the Chrysler 200. It rocks. Or how about a 2012 Jeep Patriot Latitude? Buy it for just $22,735. Maybe you want to lease it instead. No problem. It's just $279 a month with no money down. These great deals won't last long at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. So what are you waiting for? Get on out to 123 Broadway Avenue in Bedford and get one before they're gone. Save big. Save now. Call 440-232-2121 for more details and tell them the roadman sent you to Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So glad you are choosing to spend this portion of a Football Friday, a Motown Friday, with us here on ESPN 850 WKNR. And now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. Browns season tickets start at only $32 a game. That's a significant savings over single game prices. Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and much more. Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434, or visit ClevelandBrowns.com. A big week for a couple of former Browns players, John Wooten, Ty Detmer. Each was selected to the College Football Hall of Fame. Both of these gentlemen happen to live in Texas. We have been able to dial them up, Wooten in Arlington and Detmer in Austin, and we're going to hear from them in succession, Wooten and Detmer, and this segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game.
Well, we're very happy to have with us now one of two former Browns players inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame this week, John Wooten, former offensive lineman and a standout at Colorado, which is the career that has been recognized by the Hall of Fame. First of all, John, congratulations.
Well, thank you so much, Vic. It is an exciting time for me.
It's got to be. I mean, 55 years ago was the last time you played college ball, and it's nice that somebody remembered.
Well, you know, the old saying has never been truer. Good things come to those who wait.
Right.
We can say that.
Yeah.
I had no idea that this would ever come to me. You know, we played there in Colorado, and we had some very good teams and great relationships that still care for today.
Right.
Yeah, that we played with, and we were just very happy with our ball club and the relationships there in Colorado. And, you know, to have this to come came strictly out of the blue. I mean, it was just exciting that, you know, and of course, now that they have told me what all we're going to be doing, it is even more exciting.
Yeah, the induction ceremony, the 55th annual National Football Foundation Awards Dinner. That's going to be held December 4th at the Waldorf Astoria in New York. And you'll be there along with the former college greats. That's again, got to be such a great thing. And then honored again at the National Hall of Fame salute at the All-State Sugar Bowl in New Orleans January 2nd. And the enshrinement then takes place in the summer of 2013. So there is just you got a lot of stuff ahead of you with this thing.
Well, you know, and you missed one. Let me interject one. On October the 11th, we'll go back to Colorado for what they call the School Recognition Day.
And oh.
Colorado will be playing a Thursday night national football game, and I'll be, you know, presented to the school and to the team there on October the 11th on a Thursday night. So this is just ecstatic for me. And guys, all my old teammates, Boyd Dowler, Bob Stransky, and all those guys are calling, and, you know, and the people out at Boulder. And this has just been, you know, I mean, it's just been more than I even ever thought of, you know.
Oh,
because,
sure.
You know, when you haven't played football in 55 years at college, and all of a sudden here you are being honored for what you did back then, it is just a great, great time for me. And I, of course, being in the Legends Club there at the Cleveland Browns was exciting 2 years ago, and
sure.
and now comes this. So it must be something to that old adage, good thing come to those who wait.
Yes, it does. John Wooten joining us, newly inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. And let's talk about this, because as a pro with the Browns, you blocked for three Hall of Fame running backs, Jim Brown, Bobby Mitchell, Leroy Kelly. But at Colorado, you accomplished a lot. I mean, in 1956, it was an offense that ranked 12th in the nation, 252.1 yards per game, and then that was the first season there. Then the following season, 322.4 yards per game, and then in 1957, Colorado finished with the second most productive offense in the country, 415.2 total yards per game. That's impressive.
Yeah, we ran that ball pretty good. You know, we had John Bayouk and Howard Cook and Bob Stransky. We ran it. We ran off that what they call the sort of the wing T offense, which was somewhat of a single wing. As a matter of fact, Boyd Dowler, who went on to become an outstanding receiver with the Packers, was our quarterback.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So, but we ran that football. You know, we moved the football, and of course, they also then back then, Vic, all of us played both ways. So, you know, we played defensive tackle and offensive guard, and we did a lot of pulling and all of that. And of course, we only came off the field when the game was over.
Right. Right.
The whole game. So,
no.
So it was. It was a little different than what we're doing now, but
no question.
But it's been all this, and these last couple of days have been all worth it. It has just really been exciting, and of course I just look back at it. It's a great place for us, great opportunities, the lifelong friends and relationships that we have, and you know, as a result of it. And so I can say very clearly, We are honored. We are appreciative. We are excited.
Well, we are very honored and appreciative and excited for you, because this is it's a great thing, and couldn't be happier about it. And I know it's going to be exciting stuff ahead for you and your family, John. And we thank you so much for taking the time to join us as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Vic. Appreciate it.
We welcome to the show now Ty Detmer, one of the two former Browns inducted this week to the College Football Hall of Fame, joining John Wooten in that honor. Ty is on the line with us from Austin, Texas. And Ty, first of all, congratulations.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Yeah, this is it's got to be, I'm sure, an exciting thing. Any honor of this magnitude is. How does a guy react to this? Is this something that you said, okay, I know, after, you were a Heisman Trophy winner, two-time All-American at Brigham Young, it was going to come sooner or later, I guess, but or was it ever in the back of your mind? How did you deal with it from that standpoint?
Well, I think it's something you don't really think much about, and then all of a sudden you get a call out of the blue, and you get a chance to relive some of the old memories and hear from former teammates and coaches, and it's just been a lot of fun the last few days, getting to hear from a lot of the guys that helped me make it happen, and it's just something you're excited and proud to be a part of.
Oh yeah, you've got to be, and it was such an unbelievably great career at Brigham Young. You threw for 15,031 yards, 121 touchdowns, which are NCAA records at the time. You still own some NCAA records, and again, this is on top of a 14-year NFL career, which is in its own way remarkable. But you left a pretty indelible mark in college football.
Well, I couldn't ask for much more. Take a few throws back here and there, but overall, to me, nothing better than college football. You're playing with guys you're living with, and you got the student section, the band, the alumni group. It was an exciting time, and really had a lot of fun playing.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you absolutely did. And now, when you think back to playing in the National Football League, when the Browns returned to the NFL, you were part of that, the Cleveland Browns in 1999, and joining this team was, I would imagine, it was a combination of, for you just individually, continuing with your NFL career, but you had that added bonus of a very exciting time of this football team coming back to the NFL in a town that you know how much this town loves the Browns.
Oh yeah, it was a great time to be there. The fans were just appreciative to have football back, and a young group of players, and everything was kind of new and trying to get up and going, and it was really fun to be a part of. Those are some fond memories that I have looking back at that time, and a lot of things happened there that are you just don't forget. The times you have with your teammates, and then the fans, the excitement around football, and really enjoyed playing in Cleveland.
Right, and when you also look at it as part of a one chapter of a 14-year career, what would you say was the key to the longevity, Ty? How you were able to stay in this league as long as you did as a quarterback?
Well, I think being into the system mentally, as a quarterback, if you can prove to the coaches you can run the offense, and you're not going to go out there and embarrass yourself, where you can't call plays and you don't know where people are going. I think for me, coaches felt like they knew I'd be ready and they could count on me if something happened as a backup, that I was going to help a young quarterback learn the system. My role kind of evolved into that, helping young guys, and the Browns drafted Tim Couch, and I was there to kind of help him, have another coach on the sideline during the game, and those types of things. So I think that was a big part of it, just being an overall team player and being ready to play when called upon.
And that coaching mentality serving you well, because you're the head coach now going into your third season at St. Andrew's Episcopal High School in Austin, Texas. Was it always your thought, your goal that coaching was in your future when you were playing?
Yeah, I always figured I'd be doing something with football and probably coaching. And, you know, it took me a few years and finally got to where I'm really happy and enjoy what I'm doing. And, you know, working with high school age kids has just been a lot of fun, some frustrating times. But for the most part, you know, it's very rewarding to see kids kind of coming through and learning how to do things the right way and teaching the game. So really enjoying it.
And, of course, you've got the ceremony coming up at the Waldorf Astoria, the National Football Foundation Awards Dinner, December 4th. That starts it. You'll be there in New York. And then you got the National Hall of Fame salute at the Allstate Sugar Bowl in New Orleans, January 2nd. And then the entrapment itself taking place in the summer of 2013. So you've got your calendar all marked, right, man?
That's right. I don't have to plan any more vacations this year.
That's perfect. Well, really, Ty, very, very excited for you, and congratulations again, and thank you for taking the time to join us.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
He is Ty Detmer, former Browns quarterback and new inductee into the College Football Hall of Fame, one of two former Browns going in along with John Wooten. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game.
Liberty's Memorial Day event is here with great deals on Ford's fuel-efficient lineup. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from, but the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Liberty has over 400 Escapes available. Lease one for as low as $179 a month.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder.
We're pretty fired up. We're really excited about the guys we got today.
Browns season tickets start at $32 per game, a significant savings over single game prices.
The end result is scoring points and winning games, and so that's what we're trying to do.
Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and more.
And I'm here today in your face, and I'm a Cleveland Brown.
Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434.
Inside the Eastside Volkswagen Marketing Meeting.
Hey, Ben, we've been in business about a year. Sales are way up, but how do we become the number one Volkswagen dealer in Ohio?
We got to tell people, don't stop shopping till they come see us at Eastside Volkswagen.
Hey, wait, that could be our new slogan.
I like that. Don't stop till you shop Eastside Volkswagen.
And here's how we back it up. With a $1,000 best price, best trading guarantee.
How about this? We'll beat their best deal by at least $500, and if we can't, are you ready for this, Pat? We'll pay them $1,000 guaranteed.
You better have a really sharp pencil. I don't want to pay $1,000, so you better beat every deal by $500.
Roger that. Plus, we've got 300 cars in stock and more coming in every day.
I can hear the ad now. Don't stop till you shop Eastside with a $1,000 price protection guarantee.
And if we can't beat their deal by at least $500, we'll pay them $1,000 guaranteed.
Eastside Volkswagen in Willoughby Hills. ESMonzaVW.com.
I'm a global force because I have connections.
I get deals done because I have connections.
I'm a profit-making, sales-generating, economy-shaping machine because I have connections.
In business, every connection matters. Connect with Cox Business and power your business with reliable connections through Cox Voice, Data, and TV Solutions. And take advantage of our special offer. Get voice and internet from Cox Business for only $89 per month. Plus, ask about office networking. Switch to Cox Business today because every connection matters. Call Cox Business at 1-866-687-0522. That's 1-866-687-0522. Or go to coxbusiness.com. Offer expires July 1st, 2012 and is available to new subscribers in Cox wired serviceable areas of Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Cleveland. Call Cox Business for details. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2012 Cox Communications, New England, Ohio. All rights reserved.
Liberty's Memorial Day event is here with great deals on Ford's fuel-efficient lineup. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from, but the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Liberty has over 600 Fusions and Focuses available. Take your pick and lease one for as low as $169 a month.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Told you it was a Motown Friday. That's what all Fridays are on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And they're always football Fridays, too. And we go back to answering questions, the Ask Vic portion, again, of this show, which is driven by Liberty Ford. Via Facebook, Josh says, this team, this Browns team, is actually rebuilding now, though it's not like the rebuilding they did in previous years. The last 2 years, all high draft picks have stayed and have been playing and developing and doing well. And yes, that is true enough. So it's not like when we drafted people like Brian Robeski and cut him. We've actually been bringing in real talent. Well said, Josh. Well said, to the extent that, yeah, these last two drafts have, I think, presented credibility, brought credibility to what the 2012 draft we believe should be and what it has the potential to be. And I think, too, in judging the previous two drafts, those are still works in progress, but the fact that you have as many starters as you do is a huge first, maybe second step, maybe even a third step, but there are more steps to go in terms of knowing exactly what you have. But I like that foundation, and I like what was added. There's a chance for an accelerated move here with this 2012 draft, with what it can bring, and I think that's something that's, I think, universally seen, or at least I say universally, a lot of Browns fans seem to see this. Maybe universal is a little too strong a word. Mel via Facebook. As long as Colt is starting at quarterback, this team has no chance of winning. Here we go. So I said we always have balance with this stuff. And Mel is, and this as I mentioned earlier, Pat Shurmur referring to it as a quarterback conversation versus a quarterback, as opposed to a quarterback controversy. Whatever it is, it generates a lot of discussion, we know, on these airwaves and others and in other places. And the opinions are not neutral. So Mel says that. We'll see. Patrick via Facebook. The Browns always waste their picks on one savior. Now here's the counter to Mel's point. Patrick saying the Browns always waste their picks on one savior. You have that savior, Colt. Now build around him on the right side of the line and get some receivers that can catch the ball. Okay, so there's the pro-Colt to the anti-Colt. You're calling I'm referring to the earlier Facebook person, but you're calling Brandon Whedon a savior, and I don't know that he's being billed as such. A franchise quarterback can certainly fit that role. I think if you were... And when you bring in a guy as a first-round pick, bring in a guy, 22nd overall pick, that's substantial enough to say that you expect him to do something very special for you. But is he being billed as a savior? Is he being, is he being pushed out there as such? I think you can't look at this first round, and you can't look at Whedon without talking about Trent Richardson as well. And I think combined... You could say that there's a real injection of something special, but to say that Colt McCoy and billing him as a savior as such, too, I don't know if I even like the term. It's a team improvement, and it's got to happen in a lot of ways. And it isn't just those first two picks. It is what Mitchell Schwartz brings as a tackle. It is what those defensive picks bring. It's the whole lot, really.
Wilbur via Facebook. It's this entire draft, or the better part of it. Wilbur via Facebook says the Browns should keep Colt and just continue to build around him. He needs at least one more year to prove to fans that he deserves to be in Cleveland. Well, Wilbur, I don't know if he's going to... I mean, it's fair to say that I think that chance is waning at this point, or wavering. It's a tough way to say that, you know, he's going to... After the pick of Whedon, I'd say maybe... Not so much on that, on your last point. We want to thank Hanford Dixon and John Wooten and Ty Detmer and True Boatner and Danielle Lavelli and Dave DiNatale. And we will talk to you again Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Have a great weekend.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.